Hi, my name is Yvonne Hayes and I'm very excited to be opening a World Transformation Movement Centre in the UK. I live in a small village nestled in the middle of Blackburn and Preston, which is in the north of England in Lancashire. When I was 18, I actually left home to go travelling and backpacking around Europe. I met my husband when I came back from travelling and we had two children. And we stayed married for 26 years. During that time, I went for my own personal counselling when I was probably in my 30s. And we actually went for couple counselling. And I realised at that time just how depressed I was. I don't even think I'd heard about depression before that, but that's what came out in counselling. And it sort of opened up a whole new world for me. And so I then went training to become a counsellor and an NLP practitioner. I took the step to become self-employed as a counsellor and a supervisor. And I felt it wasn't really satisfying me. I had a lot of questions about counselling that weren't really being answered for myself and for my clients. So for the past, 25, 30 years, I've been searching for answers into the human condition. I think counselling sort of, you delve into the dark side of nature when you're counselling people, as well as the loving nature as well. And I think that was always a bit of a puzzle to me, how humans can be so bad and do horrible things to each other and yet also be quite loving as well. And so that sort of sent me on my spiritual search. And also with the mind-body connection, I was fascinated in how tension accumulates in the body and how that can be impacted by negative emotions, etc. So this then led me on to do some training in holistic massage and become a HANA somatics educator. And so now I call myself a mind-body coach and promote health and well-being through movement and relaxation. For me personally, I've always had a discomfort inside, a feeling of never quite being good enough. And it's like my search, whatever I've been searching for, I feel like this, it's always been out of my reach. So this discomfort has always been with me. But I've always kept searching. And I think part of that search is to try and ease this discomfort. And I have found, quite a lot of things that have helped along the way. But it's never really gone away. And then a few months ago, I think it must have been on social media, I came across Jeremy's The Interview. And I decided to have a listen. And it just blew me away. I then promptly bought the book Freedom and read it quite quickly, and it just blew my mind. It was like every time I turned the page, it was like, oh wow, this information is just, it seems quite new to me, but it was something I've been searching for my whole life. And even things that I thought didn't even know I was searching for were answered in the book. I just keep returning to it again and again and again. And even now when I turn the page, because I'm second or third read, I think. Which again is very unusual for me because I never read a book more than once. You just turn the page and it's just like you've just got to sort of, sit back in your chair and look at the ceiling to process what you've just read. It really is just brain food rather than, brain anaesthetic or having to do something. It just makes you sit back and think. So Jeremy talks about the innocence of children, and that has just deeply, deeply resonated with me. And I think probably through my counselling as well, because I've counselled people who have been really quite badly abused in the childhood, and yet they still blame themselves. And it's that innocence and that expectation that they're born with, to be born into a world that's offering unconditional love, and how easily that innocence can be I guess destroyed is the word I'm looking for. And children then internalise that and carry that through their life. And the impact that can have on people, on the relationships, etc. is just, it can be soul destroying. So the world, as I see it, before I read Freedom, I was actually becoming quite fearful of what was happening in the world. And I haven't felt like that before. I mean, I know bad things happen and there's always stuff going on, but I think for the first time ever, I was actually feeling quite fearful and despair, I think, about what was going to happen, what's happened with the human race. But then when when I came across freedom, it's given me hope. I don't feel fearful anymore. I feel like we're on the road to freedom, literally on the road to freedom. And the more people that can read this information and take the time to read it, because like I said before, there's 12 million years of history in that book. So, you know, take your time with it and just reread it, listen, go to the website, etc., because it is the book that's going to save the world. So this information, it's sort of terrifying and exciting at the same time. When I say terrifying, I think, you know, there's so many truths in this book that can be confrontational, but it's also so exciting as well. I think it's the first time in my life that I've ever made sense, that something has actually ever made sense to me, and I can actually see that it makes sense in the world. You can just apply the information in any situation and it's like, oh yeah, that's why that's happening, that's why this is happening, that's why we're doing what we're doing, this is why we're in such a mess. And yeah, and you can just apply it anywhere. You can apply it to yourself and to friends, to up to up in any conversation. In these last few months, I feel like I'm waking up from a dream. Like I know for a fact that I've sort of shut down and stopped questioning certain things, and just sleepwalking through life, and I've got a lot of catching up to do. So I'm, you know, 58 now, so I can imagine that the next many years, or how many years I've got, are going to be quite exciting with this information in the WTM. And I've no idea where the information is going to take me, or what it's going to do, or how it's going to impact in the world. You can just imagine, like John Lennon says, imagine all the people living in peace. And it's like, wow, this could be possible. I just believe that this information is just so important for ourselves and for our future generations to come, and it has to be nurtured and kept alive. So I want to open the WTM Centre just to support the information, and if anybody is out there and they see either my video or somebody else's video and they want to contact us, and you know, I can be there, point them to the WTM, just to be there, just to keep this information alive. And I do believe that if we support this information, it will support us. And the possibilities are endless for what can be created. And yeah, just doing my bit. I can just see this information. You know, sometimes when an idea's time has come, it happens really quickly. And oh my God, the world is so desperate for this information. The alienation, and it took me a while to realise what the alienation actually meant. The alienation really is our soul alienation, our alienation from our true selves. And I just think we've got to the end point, like Jeremy says, we've just got to the end point, and we really, really need this. And we'll be dancing in the streets before very long, because like I said, you can just read freedom. I mean, I've heard people say, even to me, because I've quite encouraged people to read freedom, and they pick the book up and said, oh, it's too technical, it's, you know, it's too thick, or I can never read that, and I, you know, direct people to the website, and it's, you know, can you condense it for me? And you think, well, you hold up the book Freedom, which is the dog's led on it, and you think it's been condensed already from 2 million years of our history is condensed into this book. And then Jeremy's condensed that even further into Transform Your Life, is it? Transform Your Life. So I says that's a condensed version. And then if you don't want to read the book, just go to the website. There's so much information on the website. You can listen to podcasts. You can go to the transformation site. You can contact the people from the they're amazing. They offer and the support's there straight away. And yeah, just do it. We've waited 2 million years for these answers, and now it's here. And it's our duty, I think, as a generation, that we've got to start looking at this. And yeah, it is confrontational, but you know, Jeremy, he sort of takes you through by the hand and leads you through it, and he never ever lets go for 1 second. He's there by your side all the time, encouraging and redeeming us. And I've sort of gone back over the material, listening to the trips, and it just takes you deeper and deeper and deeper into just into this new world. And it's like Jeremy says, you could dwell on parts of the human condition and go into counselling or psychotherapy or whatever, but actually it's done with. We can just wrap it up and put it in a box and think about this new world. It's actually really quite simple. Just wrap it up, put it in a box, throw it away. And if we need to open it up later on when we're on more solid ground, then that's fine to do so. But let's just get excited about the new world that's coming.